Oh, I forgot to take a shower.
Good day, good evening, and welcome to the Autorama Audio Extravaganza. My name is Anthony, and today I will be talking about prepping for car show photography. Actually, you can use any of this information to do any kind of car photography or any photography in general. It's just a few tips that I do to make sure that my shoots go as smoothly as possible. Hopefully, this will help you too, or you could just add it to your bag of tricks that you already do when you prepare for your specific shoots, and hopefully it could just make it a lot cleaner. So first and foremost, it's pretty much the obvious. Making sure that your equipment is working, because the last thing you need is a memory failure or a shutter failure. So just checking to make sure that your camera is working properly the day before is always a good step. Next would probably be charging your batteries, making sure that you have all your batteries accounted for and that they're all charged properly. The last thing you need is a dead battery. And of course, if you have a mirrorless camera, because I had mirrorless cameras in the past, you know those things die pretty quick, so you definitely want to have enough batteries. I think I used to carry around about 4 batteries for Fuji X-T10. Of course, if you have a DSLR, it's a little bit more lenient, but it's always better to have more than enough batteries with you that are fully charged so you don't have any complications. I always take all my batteries just in case. I never need the second one, but it's nice to have it. The second thing, or the third thing, would be making sure your memory cards are properly erased. After that is cleaning your lenses. Make sure that they're properly cleaned. Get all that dust that might have accumulated on them off. And start packing. And I always like to pack everything before the day before. Get all my lenses and the bodies that I'm using. And of course, business cards, even a bottle of water I'll throw in there, and even a snack. Because sometimes when you're out there for a while, even if you plan on being there for an hour, just taking to consideration the weather, and that you'll always need water, and it's great to just have something there to snack on. Because we all know the cost of food at shows, it's sometimes pretty ridiculous. So if you're able to, definitely pack a bottle of water. Sometimes some car shows don't allow water past the gates, so just check that out just in case, but it won't hurt just to take a bottle of water anyways. It'll save you about $2 or $3 if you decide to buy it inside. Of course, after that, it's kind of up to you also what you want to pack. Sometimes I like to pack a change of clothes. I like to put that in my car. Don't put it in my bag, but I'll leave that in my car just in case. Like if I'm taking a long road trip out to California or someplace that might be a little bit further, like Phoenix or whatever, I'll take a change of clothes for the day trip just in case, because the last thing you need is, you know, something happens and, you know, you have a shirt covered in coffee. You know, at least you know you can go back to the parking lot, grab a shirt, your nice clean shirt, and put it back on and keep going instead of walking around looking like a freak with coffee on their shirt. I don't know. But that's just one thing extra to try doing. I think that's something I learned from a couple wedding photographers who packed extra dress shirts in case anything happened at a wedding. And it, you know, it's nice to have just in case anything does happen. Another thing I like to do, especially for outdoor car shows, I like to scout the locations on Google Maps. By doing this, I'm able to get a bird's eye view of the entire layout of where an outdoor show might be. And it's great to be able to see from above exactly how and where the cars are going to be in relation to, say, buildings that might be nearby, and other structures, especially trees. That's another thing. trees and light poles, you can usually see them from Google Maps, and it's always good to know if they're going to be an obstruction in the way of where certain cars may be located. And along with this is also figuring out where the general parking area might be. Sometimes you may be surprised and you'll get to a car show, and next thing you know, you're parking, you know, way in another state sometimes. So it's kind of good to see beforehand where certain areas to park might be located, and how the cars will be situated at the show. And another great thing to do is check out past shows as well. So sometimes I'll, you know, jump onto Flickr and Instagram and YouTube and, you know, type in the show I'm looking for. And I'll go through entire bunches of videos and photos just so I can see where cars are in relation to where vendors are and where other, you know, other structures are at. And it's pretty invaluable sometimes, because I've learned a lot just from other people that have been to these shows before me. I mainly do this especially for shows that I've never been to before. So yeah, if you're going into this and you're going to a show that you've never been to before, doing this kind of prep work is reliable way to make sure that you can get the most out of your time when you're at a car show. So definitely try that out. If you've never been to a specific car show, just, you know, go online and check to see if other people have done it before. I know that's a lot harder, especially for inaugural car shows, because you don't have anything to go on. So then that's when using Google Maps, just to at least get a little preamble of what you might be going through when you get there. Just to see, you know, the layouts and such. But if you can, yeah, and you've never been to certain shows, then checking those past shows will really help. I still do it even if I've been to the show before, just to see. And a venue's website, because some things may have changed, especially for like indoor shows. You know, sometimes one year a show might be in, say, Hall A, but this time it's going to be in Hall B. So even if there hasn't been a show there before, a car show in particular, you could still see online if there have been other types of shows there. And mainly for indoor shows, I try to do this because of the lighting situation. Because one hall at a convention center or anything like that may have different lighting than another hall. I know a lot of them are trying to switch over to more of the natural light, that bluer kind of a bluer white hue, instead of having that, you know, that gross orange yellowy light that seems to permeate a lot of the older convention centers and halls and that kind of thing. So if you go and check out to see what the last show that they may have had, you can get a good idea of what kind of lighting that you may run into if you go to an indoor car show. And that will at least help you out with the white balance when you need to. And just the lighting in general, because some places are pretty dark. I know one place in particular is the Barrett Jackson show in Phoenix. They have two different halls, two different areas. One area is the main building, and then it connects to a large tent. Now, the main building, the ceilings aren't that high, so it's a little bit brighter. But when you go into the tented area that it connects to, the ceiling is a bit higher, and the lighting is bad. It's just dark. The bulbs are slightly whiter, bluish. So the color is better, but it's extremely dark compared to the last section. So You know, if you're going in there expecting, you know, the whole thing to be lit exactly the same, then, you know, you'll be sorely disappointed. So when you're, if you prep that and you go and you check out other people's work, other people's photos of what they've done, then you can actually see that difference. And that'll help you all a lot so you can be prepared going into that a situation like that. So even if it's not a car show, just check out any show that has been in that convention center or hall or whatever, just to see what kind of lighting that you may have to deal with when you get there. It helps out. It does. It really helps out a lot, especially if you have a speed lighter, you know, then you could take that along with you because you already know in advance, you know, the lighting's crap. So after that, that's pretty much what I do for my day before. So I get all that done and I'm prepared for the day of. But of course, the day of, there's still things you have to prepare for. And the two things mainly being weather and traffic. Those two things can almost derail an entire day, an entire shoot, an entire show. So it's always good to be prepared beforehand, before you leave the house, to know what you're going to encounter by the time you get to a show. So the first thing, one of the first things I do is check the weather. Always make sure, especially if it's a outdoor show, you know, I always check the weather, see if it's going to rain, to see what the wind speed is, because wind really sucks around here in Las Vegas, so you really got to check that. And to see even if it's going to be slightly cloudy or not. I love cloudy days, not incredibly cloudy days, but a nice overcast day. I actually have my one of my apps set up to tell me when it's a slightly overcast day, because I just love the way that the light shines through clouds and how the light just is diffused really nicely on those overcast days. And for me, the pictures, I love the pictures, how they look. So after I'm satisfied with how the weather is going to turn out, always check the traffic reports. You got to make sure that your way there is as smooth as possible, or else you're going to have to, you know, throw in an extra 30 minutes of travel time, 30 minutes, sometimes an hour. I know here from Las Vegas going to California, I often have to make sure that the traffic is running smoothly, because the only direct route is down the I-15. Now, if that gets backed up, forget it. You're sitting there for hours. And I don't know if anyone has traveled on there, you know what I'm talking about. It can be terrible at times. And of course, by the time you get down to the LA area, it gets even worse. But I always check to make sure that the I-15 is running smoothly. I remember one time when I believe it was a Blue Ridge fire that was barreling through that part of California, and there was a car show around the same time in LA, and I was constantly checking the news to see what was going on with it. And at one point, they actually shut down a portion of I-15, and they had to shut down for a few, like a day, because the fire just barreled over the highway, burnt up a few cars. People had to abandon their cars and such. So I had to keep an eye out to make sure that they eventually opened it and that it was safe to take that route again. I can't help but think that if I hadn't have kept checking, I may have been in a situation where I would have gotten stuck on the highway, or I would have just decided, it's closed, it won't open up anytime soon, so I would have just stayed home. But the day before the car show, they opened the highway, and I checked it and made sure everything was okay, and I didn't have any problems on my way down. So that's, of course, another thing to check on the day of before you go to a car show. Just always check the traffic, and that your route is clear. and just in case, have a secondary route, if possible. You know, if it's, you know, if it was like me in my situation, then, well, you don't have any other choice. I think the only other way around would have taken me an extra 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours. And that, it's just not worth it. Yeah, at that point, I'll just catch it next year. And last but not least is to just do that last minute check on social media to make sure that the car show is still going on and that you have the correct times and that you have the correct location. I know I've seen a couple car shows, if it's, you know, raining there and it's not raining where you're at, they could cancel it. And sometimes you don't know until the day of. So it's always good to check and double check, triple check, just to make sure you don't waste a trip and end up going to a car show that's not there. Now, these are all things that I've discovered through trial and error. I've forgotten stuff a few times before, but after a while, it just becomes second nature. You just do it automatically, and you'll find that it's just easier and easier to do every time you do it, because you'll have your own way of prepping for your next shoot. So, you know, I hope that this has helped. Because I'm always learning and I'm always discovering something new. Every time I go on a shoot, look at a video, just watch other photographers work. For me, it's always a learning experience, and I hope it is also for you, and that we're both here just learning how to be better photographers. So once again, thank you for joining me here on the Audio Extravaganza. My name's Anthony, and I'll catch you on the next one. See you.